2 weeks ago, India's Supreme Court denied a patent to the Swiss pharmaceutical company Novartis for a new version of its cancer drug. That ruling has attracted attention worldwide. It relates to efforts to stop what's called evergreening. That's the practice of drug companies indefinitely extending the duration of their patents by making small or trivial changes to existing formulations. And this is of particular interest here in Australia, where generic medicines are increasingly popular, and a draft review into pharmaceutical patents was released just last week. Damien Carrick from the Law Report here on RN has been looking at the Indian ruling and its implications. Damien, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
Damien, could you just recap the Novartis decision, what it means?
Novartis, it's a massive Swiss multinational pharmaceutical company. About 20 years ago, it launched Glivec, which is a very successful drug for treating leukemia. And then a few years ago, it developed a new version. Novartis said, look, it's now in tablet form. It's 30% easier for the body to absorb. It's a slightly different compound. These are all distinct improvements. Can we please have a new patent? And it's been going around the world trying to get new patents. And successfully, I might add. But the Supreme Court in India has just ruled, no way, we're not going to grant you a patent because you don't satisfy our test. If you want a new patent to an existing medicine in India, you have to show enhanced efficacy. So not enough to say the shelf life's been lengthened, you can make the drug with lower concentrations because the body will absorb it more quickly. You need to show improved outcome for patients. That's our test, and you have failed it.
And the importance of this is that if a drug comes out of patent, then it can be copied and it becomes there's generic copies on the market. Is that the
Absolutely.
Thing?
Now, I read somewhere, I didn't verify this, but something like $2,500 a month for Glivec in India, but much, much cheaper, you know, many, many times cheaper if you get the generic version. So, yeah, this makes a big difference. And of course, India is a major market, and its patent laws only date back to 2005. So many would say it has more up-to-date, more modern, more sensible laws than in other countries. And the developing world especially look to India as a model.
What about the impact here in Australia? There's been a study of the blockbuster drugs used in Australia over the last 20 years. And paradoxically, it's not the big pharma companies that have taken most of the patents. Is that right?
Well, there is a sense. I think there's a general assumption that Big Pharma is the black knight and it's interested in using patents to maintain its monopoly on products that it's developed. And then when the patents run out, you've got the white knight, the generic manufacturers who enter the market, create competition and drive down prices. Mm-hmm. And certainly that's a reality. But it's not quite that black and white. There's been a new study by academics, I think at Melbourne University and RMIT, it's looking at the 15 top blockbuster drugs in Australia over the last 20 years. It's something like $17 billion worth of purchases over the last 20 years. And it found that there's an average of about 50 patents on each of these drugs. And interestingly, most of those are not held by the company that invented the medicine. So essentially, this study suggests that generics are just as keen to use the patent system to give themselves monopoly power. Everybody's trying to grab as much exclusivity as they can and, in effect, keep the price high.
Which goes directly against what was meant to be the impact of drugs coming off patent, wasn't it?
Totally.
Damien, I know you're going to be talking more about this on the Law Report this afternoon, but the pharmaceutical patents review, the draft of that review that was released last week, what was the impact of that? How does that relate?
It's an inquiry commissioned by the Australian government, so it's written by experts rather than parliamentarians. It's looking at all these issues. It's looking at the way Australia, one of the things that very interesting things that looking at is the way generic companies operate here in Australia. If there is a patent in Australia, our generic companies are not allowed to manufacture and export to countries that don't have patents on that drug. And that's lost something like $2.2 billion over a 10-year period in lost exports. And the panel is recommending a change. So that's one of the things that it's looking at.
All right, Damien, thank you very much.
Good talking to you.
That's Damien Carrick. And more from him on the Law Report here on RN at 5:30 this afternoon, looking at the impact of this decision in India's Supreme Court on patents, drug patents, a massive issue in terms of dollars and, of course, health outcomes.